We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
Summer for me is always bittersweet. It's when I have to bring all my classified documents back home from my from my retreat. I have obviously a retreat that I live at.
Yes.
It's a private community.
Beautiful.
It's inside a, it's on a golf course. It's a mini golf course, but it's still a golf course. I live in the lighthouse.
Okay. This sounds nice.
But getting back to classified information, I find that so mind blowing that the psychology of, I know this is a secret that is crucial to the safety and security of the United States of America, but it's mine.
It's sociopathic. And he keeps referring to everything that way. These are my documents. It's like, it's the people's stuff. You know, it's the people's stuff. And he's just internalized mine. Everything's mine. Cause that's his world.
Well, I think he also treated the country like it is the Trump Organization. It is.
Yes. Right.
Because most people, you know, if you run a public company, you have shareholders, you have things. In his, I always found this when I watched The Apprentice, which I did always watch, by the way. I enjoyed it very much. Nobody fires Meatloaf like Donald J. Trump.
Ouch.
But when he would sit there at the table and he would have the two, it would be stereo sycophants. And yeah. One on one side, one on the other. Sometimes it was that older gentleman, George, I think. Sometimes it was Ivanka. Sometimes it was Don Jr. And whatever happened on the show, whether he came off like a or not, Donald Trump would do his thing and he would sit back and then he would turn to one side and go like, that was, you know, that was tough. And then whoever was on the right would be like, you did the right thing, boss. Great job. And then the other person would be like, what else could you have done? That was a great decision. And you realize, oh, his worldview is the right of kings. I am, if I do it, it is in fact correct and just.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
And so I think that's what this is.
I just want you to know that in this like podcast app, Maria and I are on either side of you. Just I'm nodding along with your point as you make
yes.
it.
Yes.
I have no shareholders. That's awesome. See?
Yeah.
That's how easy it is to turn into Hitler.
The president said, quote, what we're seeing now is the beginning or the death knell of an extreme MAGA philosophy. It's not just Trump. It's the entire philosophy that underpins the, I'm going to say something, it's like semi-fascism. That's a quote.
Put it there, boy. We'll show these fascists what a couple of hillbillies can do.
One, two, three.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, fascists, you may be surprised. People in this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose, you fascists, bound to lose. All of you fascists, bound to lose. All of you fascists, bound to lose. All of you fascists, bound to lose. Bound to lose, you fascists, bound to lose. There's peoples of every nation, marches by surprise, marches across the field, where a million fascists die. You're bound to lose, you fascists, bound to lose. All of you fascists, bound to lose. All of you fascists, bound to lose. All of you fascists, bound to lose. Bound to lose, you fascists, bound to lose. All of you fascists bound to lose. All of you fascists bound to lose. All of you fascists bound to lose. Bound to lose, you fascists bound to lose.
The right is going to pick a fascist within 10 to 20 years because right. they're not going
That's
to
right.
be.
And what turned out to be one of the most chilling statements ever made by an American president, he declared that Republicans are, quote, semi-fascists. Really? You don't like me? You're a fascist? The White House has since confirmed that Joe Biden meant what he said. So that is effectively a declaration of war against half the country. What do we do to fascists? Well, we fought a war to kill them.
The right is going to pick a fascist within 10 to 20 years.
And then Richard Spencer got punched in the face, right? Which was an amazing moment in comedy history. Because, I don't know if you know, Richard Spencer was being interviewed, and in the interview he was asked about his Pepe the Frog badge. So he was trying to explain a meme, and then out of nowhere a hero came along and punched him in the face. instantly turning him into a meme. It's like casting a spell. And then every white liberal came out of the woodwork going, I don't know if that's what we should be doing. Should we really be applauding someone for punching a Nazi? Is that how we want to have political conversations? Shouldn't we hear people out? If you punch a Nazi, it doesn't make you as bad as one. You know what we should do with Nazis? We should debate them, and we should defeat them in the marketplace of ideas. I don't really know where that is. I would like to defeat Nazis on planet Earth first. And then after we eradicate them here, you can fight them in the marketplace of ideas. Narnia, Mordor. Whatever imaginary realm it is that you think Nazis can be constructively debated, go for it, right? People get very upset. Oh, do you support political violence? Do you want me to support political? Just slow down, okay? Do I support political violence? We're talking about punching fascists in the face, not suicide bombing, okay? Relax. Why do I support political? Why the f*** are you a volunteer Nazi safety advocate is my question. That's a funny thing to be concerned about, the well-being of hypothetical Nazis. Well, it's a slippery slope. Who gets to decide who gets punched in the face? If you punch a Nazi, who's next? Hopefully more Nazis. Why would you only punch one? That doesn't seem right.
The FBI stepping forward at this moment has demonstrated real integrity.
When you have a presidential candidate, the FBI has a duty to we the people to investigate any appearance of impropriety.
Patriotic FBI agents are pushing and trying to do something, but this requires a full, comprehensive investigation.
I don't know what took the FBI so long to try to get it.
She made a choice to leave government with all of these documents as though they were her property.
The clear intent to evade the Federal Records Act, that's mishandling classified information. Why wouldn't the FBI act on that?
I mean, come on, are we supposed to believe that after over time that she just didn't know what the rules were?
It is a federal crime to negligently handle classified information.
Multiple felonies that we're talking about here.
My verdict, based on the evidence, is guilty.
I mean, the hypocrisy of folks in my party that spent years chanting lock her up about Hillary Clinton because of some deleted emails or quote-unquote wiping a server are now out there defending a man who very clearly did not take the national security of the United States to heart, and it'll be up to DOJ whether or not that reaches the level of indictment. But this is disgusting in my mind.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger no longer hiding his disgust with members of his own party for their flagrant hypocrisy in defending Donald Trump for imperiling U.S. national security by hoarding classified documents. One of Trump's big defenders, someone he can always count on, Senator Lindsey Graham, he is himself under investigation, says that if DOJ does its job and follows the facts, and those facts prove that Trump committed a crime, well, it'll lead to violence.
Most Republicans, including me, believes when it comes to Trump, there is no law. It's all about getting him. If they try to prosecute President Trump for mishandling classified information after Hillary Clinton set up a server in her basement, they literally will be riots in the street. I worry about our country.
I'm gonna ride.
The bottom line is the biggest threat right now to our country is democracy. And if you have Republicans that are running against even left-wing Democrats that believe in democracy and believe in voting, that person should be elected over somebody who basically would overthrow the will of the people and ultimately destroy this country. This country cannot survive outside of democracy. It'll turn into a power struggle between groups of different races, of different ethnicities, of different religions, because the thing that holds us together is this belief that we can self-govern. Take that away, this country's a mess. And so Republicans that are for that have no place in office. I don't care what their policy position on taxes are.
Cops attacked and assaulted. Speared with flagpoles, sprayed with mace, stomped on, dragged, brutalized. Police lost their lives as a result of that day. Police lost their lives. One of the officers said it was worse than anything he had experienced in war in Iraq. So let me say this to my MAGA Republican friends in Congress. Don't tell me you support law enforcement if you won't condemn what happened on the 6th. Don't tell me. Can't do it. For God's sake, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? Look. You're either on the side of a mob or the side of the police. You can't be pro-law enforcement and pro-insurrection. You can't be a party of law and order and call the people who attacked the police on January 6th patriots. You can't do it. What are we teaching our children? It's just that simple. And now it's sickening to see the new attacks on the FBI, threatening the life of law enforcement agents and their families for simply carrying out the law and doing their job.
We just know that right now, given the fact that there is a suggestion that there are a lot of online, very specific threats against very specific agents at the FBI and whatnot, it would be great for everybody to tamp down the rhetoric against the FBI, because the FBI simply was doing what the DOJ asked them to do. The attorney general is the boss of the guy at the FBI, of all the people at the FBI. So, you know, with all of these threats going around, it would ultimately be great if the former president, who has always been a great supporter of law enforcement, had posed with 1,000 police departments coast to coast. It would be great if he called for an end to the violent rhetoric against federal law enforcement, and in particular, the FBI, that was just doing their job.
And when you see people like Lindsey Graham, who are essentially saying, either allow this president to get away with wrongdoing or there will be more violence, that's a fascist statement. It's the use of violence for political means.
Republican president-elect. Fascist God in motion. Generals tell him what to do. Stop your good time dancing. Train your guns on me and you. Fascist gang advancing. Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population. Grab that griffin by the throat and throw it in the ocean. You're real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise on the dance floor. Come hunt your hands and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove thing. Colors, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
So it does seem as though we're getting to the end stage of Donald Trump's complete and total derangement over the 2020 election. We are just, what, 8 weeks, 7.5 weeks, roughly, from the 2022 midterms. And Donald Trump is now demanding that he be made the president immediately, or that a new 2020 presidential election be held. This is obviously something only somebody who is very sick could even think of demanding. Donald Trump, of course, posting this to his platform, Truth Social.
Truth Central.
A platform which is having its fair share of trouble. Donald Trump posting yesterday, and this is bottom of the barrel stuff, guys. Quote, so now it comes out conclusively that the FBI buried the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election, knowing that if they didn't, Trump would have easily won the 2020 presidential election. This is massive fraud and election interference at a level never seen before in our capital C country. Remedy, declare the rightful winner. Trump means make me president. Or, and this would be the minimal solution, declare the 2020 election irreparably compromised and have a new capital E election immediately.
Thanks for the songs from Huskur Du, Billie Holiday, Ray Campy, The Clash, and Heaven 17. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from John Stewart, Robbie Slowick, Marie Rondazzo, Richard Nixon, Tucker Carlson, Amar Rahman, Mike Pence, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Jeanine Pirro, Adam Kinzinger, Nicole Wallace, Lindsey Graham, Joe Biden, Steve Doocy, David Sicilian, David Pakman, and Donald Trump.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.